there really is need to strongly learn from NASCOM, because all the data and statistics show that Brazil is now beginning to become a very significant player, but there is no Brazilian brand which automatically people recognize and respond to.
Yeah.
So that you have to ask the questions, how did the Indians achieve, Brazilians do to achieve it? And that means the kind of work that you're doing with your site, telling the stories, building the statistics, getting the statistics understood, getting the impact on the economy understood.
Mm.
If I turn to the UK, the interesting thing in the UK is the UK itself is actually a very strong performer as an offshoring location. We tend to see the UK as somewhere where we do a lot of offshoring from in the UK internal debate. And when I say to people that in 2008 our imports, i.e. the services we import because we've offshored, the technology services, were $5.2 billion in 2008. And I ask audiences, where do they think the UK balance of trade is? Most people in the UK say the UK must be in deficit. But in fact, in 2008, the UK exported $12.7 billion worth of technology services, i.e. people offshore to the UK for work to be done in the UK in technology services, a lot more than we offshore to India and other countries. So the UK is demonstrably, in the statistics, a strong offshoring location, very competitive, but it doesn't seek to present itself with that brand. So, if you like, the UK is as bad as Brazil. Mm. We let the Indians get away with it.
Yeah.
Whereas the real challenge ought to be and it's shame a bit on intellect, and I don't mind being quoted on that, but it does more, do more to, I wrote a brief for John Higgins, the Director General on this the other day when he was having a meeting with one of the government ministers. Both the UK and Brazil need to build their brands as successful international offshoring locations.